Welcome back. This is Chris again, and this is the second part of my Obama Trade for Dummies discussion and post and resource posting of this Sunday, the 14th of June. On this post, you're going to see several different examples of articles I have linked to that talk more specifically about some of these subjects. So I'm going to keep this relatively short. What I want to do now is go on from the first discussion where I talked about what fast track, or these days they call it trade promotion authority, is at its core, and what happened in the House on Friday and so forth. Now I want to talk about the reason why deep down this is an issue that has a lot of people animated, a lot of people taking up both sides, the especially vigorous opposition to this, and why that is the case. And I want to introduce this, folks, by reminding you of something that happened nearly 30 years ago. President Reagan had taken action to bomb Libya for one reason or another, which I don't remember, but it's not important to the purpose of this discussion. Now, back then, there were a number of senators who called then Secretary of State Jim Baker to the Senate and were livid about why weren't we told about this? Why do we not have the ability to know what's going on ahead of time? And they were doing all these quaint things, of all things, of invoking the Constitution and saying, wait a minute, the president can't take action and go to war or engage in an act of war without the consent of the Congress. Some of you may remember, but if you don't, I'll remind you what Baker's response was. And he said, essentially, the Constitution is irrelevant to this because the action that the president took was under Article 51 of the United Nations Charter. You can go back and look that up. Now, why do I open with that? The reason I do is because, to a very great extent, what the president and global corporations and certain other of the world's most powerful interests have as their goal, ultimately, is to remove national laws, national boundaries, local control of any kind, truly democracy when you get right down to it, and finish the process that they have been undertaking for many years to turn pretty much this entire planet into one, as we've called it in the past, one global plantation, where they are the masters and 7 billion people on the face of this earth are the slaves or the serfs, who no longer have any direct control over their life and their destiny, but have to do pretty much everything that is set for them by these bureaucrats, some with benevolent intentions, who sincerely believe, as I think President Obama does to some extent, that he's doing the American people a big favor if he were to simply, by edict, direct every aspect of our life. He's done a little bit of that so far. We have other countries, other bodies. The European Parliament is one of the best examples today of how democracy is really just for show. This last week, some of you know that Martin Schulz, the president of the European Parliament, suspended a vote that had been scheduled there on one of the treaties that is being negotiated called TTIP, T-T-I-P, which stands for the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. That is one of three major treaties that in this country they want to push under fast-track authority for the president. They don't want these treaties debated in their entirety and through a democratic process in the Senate. They want the president to write and negotiate all of this, and then later on the Senate can either vote up or down as well as the House. Now, here's the issue. And again, I'm posting some other things on this. Whether it is TTIP, which the European Parliament was going to vote against it, so Martin Schulz pulled the vote, whether it is TPP, which has gotten the most attention, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, which is, by all appearances, the first priority of the president, at least, when it comes to what he wants to bring in under Fast Track, assuming Fast Track passed. The third is what is called TISA, T-I-S-A, Trade in Services. And all of these things, folks, at their core, are less about trade with other nations than they are about setting up a supranational body of regulations that in the end, and there are, as WikiLeaks and others have proven and released to the public by being able to get some bootleg copies of these things that were supposed to be, have all been kept secret, these things are less trade agreements than they are treaties. Here's why that is important. Say that the TPP, let's say Obama gets fast track authority, brings in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and under fast track, it gets passed on by Congress and becomes law. Beyond that, it becomes a treaty. Now, in the first segment of this discussion today, I explained why the one failed vote in the House on Friday is holding all of this fast track business up right now. And that is because the president cannot sign legislation unless the versions from the House and the Senate are identical. Okay, so it remains to be seen how they resolve this or if they can resolve it. But beyond that, another part of Constitution 101, which you may have forgotten and which I'm trying to remind you of by the example I started with of Reagan's bombing of Libya, is that when a treaty with other nation or nations is adopted by the United States of America under the Constitution, it supersedes democratic processes, the separation of powers, and so forth. This is one of the reasons why those of you who have followed this know that the opponents, like myself, who are trying to shed the light of day on what is, you know, the catch-all phrase now is Obama trade, it's why we're so concerned about this, because if this treaty is adopted, then what happens is that these new regulatory bodies, these new courts that will be set up by these treaties, will supersede anything that a local elected body or a local court has to say in this country. Whether it is a local school that wants to buy their food for their children only from local farmers and will now be sued by Monsanto saying you can't do that, and Monsanto's rights will be defended in this international court, not the right of the local government to make that decision, as would be the case now. And we could go on with many other examples that others are bringing up. So after Fast Track, if God forbid it still does pass, these treaties are what is on the shelf that is coming later. And that is because, despite all of the talk of these politicians about democracy and getting people the right to vote and so forth, that is increasingly becoming a sham. Because deep down, and again, some of these people are benevolent and really think that they're doing you and your neighbor a great big favor by destroying democracy and becoming your oligarchical rulers. Some do it purely from a profit perspective, when you talk about global banks and corporations. Whatever the case, this is what is underneath all of this, is the belief by the powerful people, by many of the politicians that they get into office, that the only way with 7 billion people on this planet, with the complex world we have compared to what it was in years past, the only way to effectively manage things is to take away what little remains of your right to control your destiny, your local government's right, and even our national government and other national governments. Take away everybody's right to control their destiny and run everything in the world from the top down. And folks, this really is where we've been going for a few decades now. But if all of these things come into place, that will pretty much put the icing on the cake. That's why many of us are worked up over this. That's why I'm encouraged to see that there is still some opposition to this. Kudos to that courageous minority of Republicans. Kudos to the Democrat leadership that upended the plans of Speaker Boehner to, for now, derail Fast Track. And again, this is a moving target, this story. This is still evolving. But in the end, as you'll see from a lot of the postings that I have here, this is what is at stake. These are treaties that people are trying to get the U.S. to sleepwalk into, with as little debate and as little attention to detail as possible to, again, take away what remains of our middle class, our right to control our own destiny, and so forth. Thanks for listening.